Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Team, join your life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know He's wonderful? Put your hands together and sing this.
Radio and Facebook, I see you tuned in tonight, and we ought to just be grateful that what
we are able to tune in. As we say, we're standing on top of the ground, and the ground isn't standing on top of us. That's something to really be grateful for. And I believe we ended up, we talked about this end, but we want to start off with it again, because thankfulness produces joy. When you're thankful, you don't let nobody get up under your skin. Come on. Yeah, that's why we starting off. When you're thankful, when you're grateful, when you're thankful, you won't let nobody just get on your last nerve. Y'all remember that what we say, my last nerve. When you're thankful, you won't allow people to get on your last nerve. Amen. Because you're thankful. You count it all joy, as James said, when we fall into divers, temptations. We count it all joy when people come up against us. That should be something that you count joy. Come on, let me see if I can help us tonight. Why did James say, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations? Because some folks can't fall in them. Come on. Some people can't because they're not here to fall. Because watch, when you fall, what is he saying to us? If I fall, there's reason for me to get back up again. If we fall, we can get back up again. So I'm counting it all joy when I fall into divers temptations, because guess what? I know I won't stay there always. I won't stay there for long. I'll get up again. Yeah, you gonna talk about me? Mm-hmm. Because people learn to talk. They're going to talk about you. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to scandalize your name. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. They're going to mess you. They're going to try to mess you over. But one thing about it, when you get back up, they don't do too much talking. Have you ever seen somebody start talking about how you've risen and how you've gotten up out of what you was in when you fell, and all of a sudden they don't want to talk about your successes? Yeah, people don't like talking about the successes of people, but your failures is all over the airwaves, it's all in the streets, it's everywhere. People love to talk about when you fall. But James says, count it all joy, because you got to give them something to talk about. Amen. They got to have something to talk about, because if they're talking about my fall, if you don't even talk about my success, I can't. Y'all missed that. If you don't talk about my success, I can. I can talk about it because it was me that was down. So now that I'm up, I can tell you the goodness of the Lord Jesus and all that he's done for me. Because now look where I am. Yeah, I know I was there, but look where I am now. I serve a God that's able to pick me up when I fall. And that's something we should be thankful for, that we got a God, watch, that can pick us up when we fall. That's if we count it all joy. I can count it all joy because I know I got a God that won't let me down. I'm not just saying I'm going out to just find something to fall in, but he says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, because the flesh that we live in, there's going to be some temptations around us that we're likely to fall in. Amen. Because of our flesh. So I'm counting joy because there's still something God can work on. Y'all, come on. There's still something God can work on, and while he's working on it, he's working in it at the same time. Because when he's working on it and working in it, when I find myself falling in that situation or coming to that situation again, if he doesn't work in it, I may fall again. But if he's working in my situation, when I come to this situation, I won't fall in the same trap again. So I'm counting it all joy. It does not take a genius to locate or discern or detect flaws. Everybody has flaws. It don't take anybody to know the genius to find out that you got flaws. Everybody knows you got flaws. You know you got them. You may try to hide them, but you know you got them. You have some flaws. But it takes a great awareness to see the good things of life. That's why I said last time, you got to find something good and something bad. Hello. What's good about a situation, even though it appears to be bad?
what's good in an individual, even though they appear to be bad or falling off track, of course. What's good about them? Because there's something good, watch this, in all of us. Are you hearing that? There's something good in all of us in spite of the things that we've done that was out of the will of God. And if we can see as believers, as a body of baptized believers in Christ, if we can see the good, because the good always outweighs the bad. Y'all ain't talking. Huh? The good outweighs the bad. So why in the world do we always stick on the bad? We're just so stuck on representing the bad. If the good outweighs the bad, therefore we as Christians got to see the good in individuals. Okay, let me see if I can help you. We as a body of believers got to see the good in other believers, in people. Huh? Because if God just saw the bad in us, it's quiet right there. If he just saw the bad in us, we wouldn't be here now. Amen. If he took on our bad and say because of the things that's in us that's not of him, and he destroyed us, took us out of here because of our bad, but because of him, that's why the songwriter said he looked beyond and saw my needs. Huh? Yes, ma'am. He sent his son because of that. Because of our bad. He sees something good in us. Huh? And the son said, look, there's still something good in me. Why is it something good in us? Come on. Help me out here. Help me out. Let me see. Why do you think there's something good in us? His spirit lives in us. Huh? So how did his spirit get in us? Even though we're in this thing called flesh, there's still something good in us. Even though we're in this fleshly body, but there's still something good in us. What is good in us? Because when he created us in his image and in his likeness. And then he his goodness in us. We became a living soul. Aren't you grateful and thankful that he blew something in us that was good? God put something in us. That's why I said he's working on us flesh. Good God. When he works on us, he's working on our flesh. But when he's working in us, he's working on that soul that he blew in us. Because if I don't get that soul right, see, he got to work in us. Then when he works in us, that outward part of us will begin to shine and show that he's worked on us. On the inside. He's been doing something on the inside because when you work on the inside, when somebody lies on you, you don't go try to get back at him. When he's working into when somebody do you wrong, because he's worked in you. He's worked on that soul that's in you. Because if somebody do something wrong to you, you don't go try to do something wrong to them. But if he was just working on you and not in you, when somebody looked at you and talked about you, you would go try to take him out. But he's working on you, but when he begins to work inside of you, you can take care of what's on the outside of you while you're here tonight. Savor God's everyday blessings. We got to savor those things because he's right there for us. We got to enjoy the beauty, enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Every day we get up, we ought to be thankful that we've seen another day. We ought to be thankful that we can put clothes on our back. We ought to be thankful that we can feed ourselves. We ought to be thankful that we can have the use and activities of our limbs. We ought to just be thankful. But because thankfulness produces joy, even though it's raining outside, you will be happy. Even though it's cold, you will still be grateful and joyful. You'll be happy because a lot of folks talk about, well, it's raining outside. My day is just messed up. No, my day just begun. I'm thankful. Watch this, that I can see the rain, that I can feel the rain, that I can hear the rain. I'm thankful because of that, because I'm thankful and I'm joyful. I won't let rain stop me because there's other things I can do to continue to have a great day. Come on, don't you let the weather dictate how you're going to be for that particular day, how your day is going to turn out. Your day ought to turn out great because you got up. Yeah, because you got up. Your day ought to turn out good. So I'm grateful and thankful and joyful that I got up. So even if it's cold outside, I know how to go get a heater, sit up on the heater or whatever, and just enjoy the day. You got to enjoy the day. Amen. Come on. The word, Nehemiah 8:10, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy, he says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because when I got joy, I got strength. I can take on anything. I believe I can conquer anything when I got the joy of the Lord. And when I got him on my side, I can handle anything. It is my strength because when I'm feeling down, when I'm going through, the joy of the Lord gives me strength to get through it. That's why I'm grateful for that. Romans 1:21 says that when they knew God, they glorified him, not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Yeah, you got to know how to glorify him. Anybody here know how to glorify him? Savor each moment. Number 14, savor each moment. We just finished talking a little bit about that, but it says savor each moment. Savor means to taste. It means to feel. It means to extract all the pleasures and the benefits of each moment. You got to know how to taste and see that the Lord is good. You got to feel it. Some old school, you say, I feel it in my hand. Mm-hmm. I feel it in my feet. I feel it all over me. I savor each moment. I feel life. I taste it. I see it. So I'm extracting it. I'm enjoying it while I'm here. Don't you know, as a body of believers, you got to enjoy your life? Come on. Some folk believe just because you get saved, you get delivered, you're in the church, you've been born again, that you can't enjoy life. The devil is a lie. You got to enjoy your life. It's not that I'm going to go out there and try to do everything wrong, find all kind of wrong things. I can still enjoy my life while I'm here. God wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to experience life. He wants us to enjoy, and through our experiences, that makes us savor each moment. Because some of our experiences are good, some of them are bad. Amen? But we got to savor each moment of. We got to learn whatever we need to learn out of everything that we go through. Huh? Someone has well said, you are going to be on a journey longer than you will be at your destination. This life of Christendom is a journey. Amen. It is an everyday walk. We're always walking into something in this life of Christendom. And our destination is what? In the kingdom, to be in heaven with our Father. That's our destination. Amen. We're trying to get there, but we got to go through this journey in order to get there. Come on. This journey is going to take some time. And sometimes we don't need to try to waste the journey. We got to savor each moment of the journey. Sometimes people just want to get that so quick, want to end up that so quick, want to be, I'm talking about when you have folk and our desires and the desires of people. He said he'll give us the desires of our heart, but then there's a whole lot more that comes with him giving us the desires of our heart. We got to obey his word. Amen. 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 We got to obey his word. We got to follow his word. When we do that, he gives us the desires of our heart when we are in his will. But we try to get out of his will and try to get things so fast. Huh? We try to do things out of his will. Come here, Abraham. Come here, Sarah. Y'all ain't talking. Huh? God told him he was going to be a father of many nations, but he looked at himself and laughed. We're too old out of the world. We're going to have children and old as we are. So they went and tried to go with the handmaid of Hagar, so they ended up with Ishmael. Come on. Okay, they tried to get before God, but that wasn't the promised child. We try to get things before God want us to really have it. And then we get out of his will, we have nothing but problems. So what happened? They keep Hagar out of the house, keep the son out of the house. God told them, no, you go get him. And bring him back. Yes, ma'am.
About a thing.
Come on, come on. God have provided everything. I'm trying to get you there. For us. And he was saying to me as he's speaking to me, this is what he was saying, because I'm looking, I speak to God, he speaks to me. And he's saying, God don't speak to you. What he said, you heard his word. No. I see through signs and wonders. He shows us things, and then sometimes people will come about our path and speak some things that God is within our mind. That's how he speaks to us. He literally ain't gonna talk about, hey, how you doing, Sister Court? That literally don't happen that way, but he speaks through one another, each and every one of us. And as I saw that, he was speaking to me and showing me, look, son, you ain't got to worry about a thing. Y'all moment to shout. He said, look here, you don't have to worry about a thing. Just like those cattle that's over there laying down, eating, resting, I'll take care of you. If I can provide for the cattle, if I can provide for the birds, if I can provide for this, don't you think I can do more for you? Watch this now, that you are a mouthpiece for me. Why are you worrying about stuff you don't have to worry about? But you just confirm some things from God. Good God. Come on. God can use the little things to confirm the wise, you will talk to us if we have our ear open and our eyes open to see and hear what he's saying to us. He's always speaking to us some type of way. So I'm savoring every moment that I live my life, because he's supplying and he's providing. He said in the word, I'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Did not he say that in his word? So if we believe that, why in the world do we walk the floor late in the midnight hour? Why are we up worrying about things that God says, I got it in control, I got it under control, I'm taking care of it, I'm working on this thing. You go lay down and get some rest while I do some work. That's why we ought to be thankful, because when we work, he never slumbers nor sleeps. And while we're sleeping, he's working. And he's working it out for me. You know, somebody say he's working it out for you too. Always be where you are. Do not permit your mind to race miles ahead. Don't try to get above beyond yourself. Don't try to get above yourself. Don't try to live above your means. Don't try to impress the Joneses. Don't try to impress the Joneses. That's one problem that we have, and we end up in so much trouble, because we're trying to impress folk that don't even care much about us anyway. They can care less if you got anything or nothing. They can care less about you. But we trying to impress folk. So they're going to get a different outfit. You're going to go try to get one and say, I can get an outfit too. Now your water off. Because you trying to impress somebody to let them know you can go to the concert too. Yeah, I can go pay this money for the concert. Now you don't have no place to stay. Come on, because you're trying to impress. You're trying to live above your means. You're trying to live outside, go beyond where you are. You got to be where you are. Come on, if I'm just a one-bedroom apartment right now, I'm happy about it. You go ahead on with your big old mansion and all your rooms and then have all that stuff. Come on, you can go right ahead on. I'm going to be happy with my one bedroom right now. Now, because that's where my bank account reads. That's where I am right now. And I ain't going to try to get beyond this. Until God says, okay, now you're ready to handle more. Because if I'm faithful over a few things, it may be rule over many. Our problem is we try to go and get the money, but we ain't faithful over the world. We can't even pay our bills on time. But we want God to do all of this for us. We want all of this stuff, but we can't even take care of a little light bill. Come on. We got problems even with a water bill or rent. You can't pay this little rent here. So how you gonna pay for a 5-bedroom house? You're trying to get above yourself, going to get beyond yourself. Look what it says in 2 Corinthians 6:2. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You ought to look at where I am right now. This is my time. This is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. This is the time, this is the day that I receive the Lord. That I get what God has for me. I'm accepting Him. Because He's accepting me for who I am. He knows my faults. He knows all of my situations and circumstances. He knows my issues and my flaws. He's accepted me. So now is the time for me to be who God wants me to be. I'm accepting Him. 15. Turn little blessings into celebration. I'm talking about all these things that are just flowing, right? If you're faithful over little things, turn these little things, into celebrations. Just the small things. Even though you go and somebody bless you, you've been working, you've been toiling, and you've been giving your time, your effort to place it, and people just come up and give you a little certificate. You ought to turn that into a celebration. Give me a certificate. I don't need no certificate. People be wanting more and be upset because somebody appreciate them with a little thing. Why they couldn't give me no money? Why they couldn't do this? Why they couldn't bless me with a vacation? Come on. I'm happy of the little things. You got to turn the little things into celebration. Because you make it do a whole lot and you go bragging and boasting about what you can do, that don't mean nothing. Come here, little woman with the two mites. All that she had, the little that she had, well, she turned that into a celebration. It's all I got, but I'm grateful that I'm able to give it. She turned that into a celebration. Can we turn that into that's just too much money. Be trying to get a check. That's too much. You know what I can do with all this? You know the stuff I can go buy and put in my house that I don't need? And they talk about giving this to the church. I can go buy me another outfit. I can go take care of this. I can take me a trip. I can go do this. I can go do that. Look at him trying to impress people, trying to outdo folks. Because of the way somebody else living. Why do you think people living the way they're living? Because they went through something you hadn't gone through yet. So if they're living the life that they're living, why are you mad? You don't know the hell that they went through. You don't know the life that they was up and all the whole time, what they had to deal with, who they had to deal with. Come on. Can I share something with you about somebody that's a real go-getter? Real go-getters don't have a whole lot of sleep. When you're a go-getter, you're up trying to take care of business trying to get farther ahead. You're spending time in what you're focusing on, what you're interested in, to get to a point in your life where you can live on in the penthouse suite. You're in it. You're finding everything that you can find on how you can be successful. Folks that ain't trying to go get that, they're doing everything else. Yeah, I'm teaching. They're doing everything else but what they need to really be focused on. Well, they're looking at somebody else's picket fence. So I guess I'm going to go get a bigger picket fence. Paint mine a different color and put this on mine. But we're going to get an entrepreneur. They're in it. They're finding everything. They're reading. They're finding everything that they need to take, find out about the business in which they're trying to accomplish, which they're doing. They're into this. They're trying to figure this thing out to get this thing down pat. So when I get it down pat, I know what to do when it's time for me to go out and reach others. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes, you know, you really wouldn't tell a millionaire, you wouldn't know a millionaire when you looked at him. Some of you, you know, you go and look at a millionaire, you wouldn't know a millionaire when you look at them, because some of them don't even dress like you would think they dress. Some of them just wear jeans and flip-flops or slides and a t-shirt. Come on, brother. Watch this. We want to be so impressive. We go and get all this fake gold, put around our necks and hands and stuff. All this costume jewelry. Y'all ain't talking. Trying to shine in front of people, trying to make that folk know we're going to get all these imitations. We're good at getting all these imitations and trying to act like we got all these Gucci bags and Louis Vuittons and Dolce and Gabbana and we got these Brahmins and all these things that ain't real. Come on. Walk around with these bags, you ain't got nothing in it. You don't have a wallet. You don't have no money in it. But you sure enough looking like you got something. Come on. Then when you're trying to impress somebody, you go and you just pull out this big old wad and everything like you really got so much money. And see, that's what catch our eyes, because that's what we are. We are money type people. So when we see somebody with a whole lot of money, a big old lot, we think, oh, they got it going on. I want to hook up with them. I want to get with them. Only to find out that they ain't going to have it the next day. Bill money or something, they ain't got a whole lot of ones. And you just think that they really got it going on. Because we're so impressed with greenbacks. We're so impressed with money. We're so impressed with living this high lifestyle. We're so impressed with people that got all kind of jewelry, nice fancy cars. We are so impressed with that we want that so much, not knowing that they don't even have it paid off. Look, we got millionaires, black folk millionaires that done went and played ball and athletes, and they don't even have stuff paid off. You get a car, no pay it off. How you gonna pay off a car? You're a millionaire. Come on. People are like that. Have houses that's not paid off. They end up losing everything. Can't afford the tactics, can't afford the maintenance. Because you want to be so impressive. You got to turn little things into celebration. You can't be big when little got you. You want to be a big baller, shot caller, number one stunner. But you dollaring God to death. TeachBishop.com. You tearing God up with these dollars. But you want to be a big baller. Come on. You want to come and shine in front of folk. You know, I see it all the time. I see people always want to show you how much money they got in their wallet in their hand. They don't put nothing but $2 on the table. I'm teaching. You want to show somebody you got hundreds, but you ain't putting hundreds in. I see it all the time. Come on, I got to go get me these new gators. And the young folk need joy. I got to go get dressed down in Tommy. Tommy here, he can care less about you. He don't even like you. But we want to be so great because we got these designer clothes. I can stand up here and tell you, this is a Versace. You don't know. Come on. You don't know. Versace, what? You don't even know what a Versace is. Some people are like, what is that? Because we want to be so impressive. And this stuff here comes from Walmart.
I'm just saying. I don't know where it comes from because I ain't buying. They right. No, I didn't. I don't know where.
But even if you did, it's how you wear it. Come on. I'm still who I am, regardless of what I got on. You are who you are. You need to celebrate the little thing. Y'all know John D. Key, the Prince of Gospel, they call him one of the greatest songwriters and song choir directors and songstress. That's out in the. Guess where he shot? Walmart. He go get him a warm up suit, Walmart. He's just as happy. Because it don't make him. It doesn't make him. Then he give out more money when he go to his concerts than anybody. Come on, he gets your picture by himself. Just he brings money to just bless people. When did Beyonce do that? Come on. Who is all these people? When do they turn out and just say, okay, I'm just gonna start blessing you, paying all your bills off? When do they do that at any concert? But we happy to go and what? Supply them so they can walk around with all the nice stuff and all the nice clothes and the cars. We are happy to support them. But we get upset when it's time to support God. See, that's another thing. Come on, that's another thing. Everybody now, that's why I say I look on Facebook, and things, everybody got a day now. Today's cereal day. Cereal. Yeah, today's cereal day. So you go and get your favorite cereal. Come on. Then tomorrow, come on. Huh? Baskin Robbins. Your favorite ice cream day. Where did all this stuff come from? We didn't have all these days back in the day. I'm talking about everybody got a day. We make it such a big thing. This is a big thing for some odd reason that everybody have a day. But what are you contributing? You got a day, but what are you contributing to your communities? You want everybody to contribute to you and celebrate your day, but what are you giving back? It's sibling day. It's balloon day. I'm like, where did that come from? Huh? We understood all that back in the day. It was grandparents' day. It was Columbus Day. President's Day. We have about 3-4 days. Labor Day. Huh? New Year's Eve day. And we have but a couple of days. Now, it's 365 days. For everybody got something. Every day. See? Everybody got days. But nobody want to give the Lord his day. We ain't nobody turn around and say, today is the Lord's day. Everybody go to church. They got smoking weed day. What that, June 21st? National Weed Day. And guess what? Everybody be supporting that. But nobody want to support the Lord Day. Find something else to do. That's how we are. That's why we don't have or where we should be. Because we're too busy supporting everything else but God. Don't you know we go out the way for worldly things and want to just throw something together for God? Come on, it's time. We need to go and get this done. We need to quickly just throw something together. But when you get ready to throw your birthday bash, you done planned it, you done got your date, and you're setting things up to that date. You're getting your invitations out, you're promoting it. You calling folks, you coming to my birthday bash? I'm talking about you inviting folks. You're inviting folks. You're witnessing to them. It's going to be on and popping, I'm telling you. We're going to have a good time. You're promoting it. Huh? We got DJ Blast. He's coming to turn it up. Huh? You're promoting it. You're inviting. Everybody you see, hey, you gonna come to my party? Huh? Everywhere you go, you see, I've been needing to see you come here. Look, I'm having a party, my birthday bash, such and such. You know, I want you to come through. You're promoting it? But look, see how we do? Huh? But we don't promote, hey, we're having Bible enrichment. Hey, won't you come? Come, we have a service, huh? Hey, we're having a good time. We're going to have Just Do It Day. Hey, we having Friends and Family Day. Hey, just such and such. We're not promoting Christ. We're not promoting the church like we promote everything else. Oh, who's going to the game? Hey, we got to get this bus together. We got to get on. Who, you're promoting it? Who want to get on the bus to come to the church? No one wants to promote to get on the bus to come to the house of God. Are y'all with me? Look, I'm just throwing a little stuff out here. You know, I'm not trying to shout you. I'm trying to get us to think and see. Help us to see where are we going wrong? What are we doing as a body of believers? What is it that we need to do? Where is it that we need to tighten up? As a body of believers. That's what he said. We got to celebrate the little thing. If we don't enjoy the little that we have, what makes you think we going to be ready for the greater things or the bigger things? If we're disappointed about the little thing, how can we be grateful about the bigger thing? Just the little thing. And say, life is a journey. Focus on all the little things that make it pleasurable. Do not take today for granted. Don't take it for granted. We're too busy taking a lot of things for granted. Don't take life for granted. Take the day for granted like you're gonna make it through tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. Today have its own problems. You gotta deal with your today. Where are you now? Gotta deal with where I am now. Because tomorrow will take care of its own. It has its own problem, it'll take care of its own. I got to deal with where I am. This is where I am right now. Where about right now? Right now. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks always for all things unto God. And the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks always for all things. We ought to know how to thank him always. David understood it and found out. He said, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Always, all time, gotta thank him. Thank him at all times.
That's it.
It's amazing. Amazing how things start happening. You know, like I said, moment I can't see far, now it looks like you can't see near. Inside out. Right. And still, I understand.
understand. I understand the word. Understand it, but understand it's in you that he's working in you to make us better. Amen.
Amen.
We sure thank God for those tuning in on Wondrous Word Broadcast, radio broadcast. We thank you for tuning in with us tonight. Also, those of you that's on live Facebook, we thank you for tuning in with us tonight. And you here tonight on campus, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for the baptism tonight as well. We baptized one tonight before we started, and we thank God for the baptism. And God is just so great, and he's still blessing us. And he's giving us all the glory and all the honor you do deserve. Amen. So we are thankful. Look, we'll be back next week. Next week, and we're looking forward to see you again here in the place. As we say to you, God bless you, God keep you, and heaven smile upon you. Yes.